Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. And we're going to call the three T's. Trudeau, Trump, tariffs. Woo!
And they're the, at least one of those is the T word for some, but for everybody.
Yes. And what we keep on hearing when it comes to people's retirement is they're really focused on the impact of their portfolio. And today's show kind of talked about it's more than just the portfolio that they should be thinking about. We start off with the bond market and what's really happening in there, and that's the part of the portfolio part. But when you look at what's happening in capital gains tax or tax policy, Jack Mintz was talking about that earlier, and he was saying that, you know, there's a lot more that we can do than just have tax policy that can actually help the productivity of this country, which will then also help people's portfolios. There's also red tape or regulation we can get rid of. Mm-hmm. And if you look at what Trevor talked about the Alberta pension plan, you know, people are looking for retirement security. And it's not just about their portfolio, because there's other programs, Saskatchewan having a supplemental program as an example, are ways that you can look at your overall situation without just looking at your portfolio. Mm-hmm. And they're all looking at what the stock market's going to do, what the bond market's going to do when Trump comes in or when Trudeau actually exit and so on and so forth. I think people need to take a step back and take a look at the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you brought up the fourth T there, which is taxes.
There we go.
And so there's actually four Ts, but the first three have been in the headlines. And the fourth one is going to be the issue that impacts all of your cash flow, all of your retirement, all of that. That's going to be something that is a big part of your everyday life. That is also one of the pieces to your overall structure of your wealth, what you own, and your life. So it's really, you're right, there's not just portfolio impacts on all of this. Your portfolio is a piece of what you have. It's a tool for achieving things that you want, but it is not necessarily the entire picture or the entire thing that might get impacted by all of these changes or personalities or people that are involved.
We have seen more participation amongst Canadians investing in a passive management way in their portfolio. And for those who are in a passive management approach, meaning you're not actively managing it or you don't have a professional portfolio manager actively managing it, then you are left to whatever happens in the markets. Mm-hmm. And all the news and noise that comes from the markets, you're going to participate in that. Mm-hmm. An active management strategy avoids the big issue of market timing that people get in and get out purely because of the noise rather than the news. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the first T. Trump coming into play has brought in a lot of concern in the bond market. Mm-hmm. The bond market, as we heard earlier today, is that the bond market in the U.S. is kind of predicting that there's going to be higher costs in the future because of Trump's tariffs, the Republican spending, whatever's being proposed. Again, proposed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's take on the second T, which is tariffs in this one, and walk through the impacts that can happen outside of the portfolio that no one's really talking to their advisor about. Mm-hmm. If the tariffs go according to as planned, a big if, but let's just say it goes through. Mm-hmm. And we get ding 25% tariffs and we retaliate, as we've been hearing some of the threats already started going on. That should be the fifth T, threats, right? What else does it impact outside your portfolio? If our economy slows down, revenue for the government is going to be down. Mm-hmm. Let's take it first on a national level. Could tax rates go up?
Sure could.
What about a provincial level? Think about Alberta as the province. If there is a tariff on oil and it slows down the Alberta economy, how does the Alberta economy, besides royalty, make their money?
Well, we need taxes for goods and services and that the government provides.
If the economy is slowing down and we still have a housing issue, the housing prices could fall. Doesn't that impact the municipality's revenue stream as well?
Absolutely.
If companies are shutting down or slowing down, not expanding, they don't take up much footprint in their municipalities. So the value of those buildings that they're in don't grow. Don't you give up on that? So isn't your property taxes, your provincial and federal taxes, the fees, the services, all those are going to be at impact because of this. And more people are concerned about what the heck the S&P 500, the TSX is going to do.
Well, and I'm going to bring up another word that we thought we were finally getting past, but will come back to haunt us again. And it's not a T this time. How about inflation?
It's a bigger problem than just the markets. Mm-hmm. And everybody that they speak to with their advisor is talking about, this is what Trump, Trudeau, and tariffs are doing, and therefore my portfolio needs to be changed. What about everything else? How are you planning for everything else that's going to go on? Mm-hmm. So you get defensive in your portfolio, you get out of certain markets, you're worried about certain things, but your costs can go up, your taxes can go up, your housing issues can go up, unemployment can go up, all these other issues that come on, but everybody just focused on their portfolio. Mm-hmm. When do we sit down as Canadians and start saying, hey, I need to figure out from a holistic approach, mm-hmm. everything that's going on, not just stocks and bonds in my RRSP.
Mm-hmm. Well, and one of the interesting points about that is it's also not the flip side. It's don't discount your portfolio entirely. Those two things are linked. So your portfolio is a place where you can do certain things to protect yourself, but you have to take your entire picture into account when you make those decisions, because your portfolio can actually really help you protect yourself against all of these other things, the potential of your housing, the value of your home dropping, the additional taxes that you might have to pay, the additional costs we might incur as Canadians when we're buying groceries or things that are imported in particular. Your portfolio can help support you with all of that, but it is not a standalone piece to all of that.
And that's where a lot of people focus their attention on. It's because it's the one thing they can control. Mm-hmm. Go to cash, lower my risk, change my portfolio, don't buy certain stocks, don't buy certain indexes, whatever. That's the control you have. You think if you made a decision here, you're going to protect a whole bunch of things, and you're just definitely not. Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you an example here.
Okay.
So if somebody came to us and said, what happens? So I'm scared about what's happening in the markets. I think that we're going to be negatively impacted by some of the things that are going on politically, regardless of what they are. I want to go to cash. How would that impact their entire picture?
Now, let me take the view that this capital that they've invested, they need for the long term, their retirement. Mm-hmm. They need cash flow so they get some income in their retirement. So let me take that from that perspective. Cash is not going to be the solution going forward for the foreseeable future because interest rates are lower and going down, generally speaking, in Canada. So sitting in cash means you're going to get less of a return. You're going to have to pay tax on that less of a return. And then inflation might be higher than that return and taxes. And therefore, you're going broke safely. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's what cash is. If you put my money all in cash today for your retirement, you're going broke safely. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have a whole bunch of other options besides going broke safely.
That's right.
You're not going to go broke if you have a proper structure to what you're trying to mitigate the risk on. You have discipline on what you're investing in the areas of opportunity. So you can create strategy that actually minimizes those risks without going broke safely. And I think that's the problem. There are so many options. And we were in a portfolio management meeting, Leanna, you and I, and a couple of others on our team. And we were talking about what could happen. Mm-hmm. If you are concerned and you want to go to cash, number one, we can create structured product that can mitigate the downside risk, yet still give you participation on the upside. Because you know what? You might be wrong with your thesis that the entire market's going to collapse on this. Mm-hmm. The other part of this you can do is just diversify your risk away from what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. If you think the entire world is going down and you can't avoid the entire world, but you can then layer in some protection on the bottom end. Mm-hmm. And earlier today, we heard about the bond market. Mm-hmm. Like, do you think that the government of Canada is not going to pay their interest payments because of Trump's tariffs or because we're going to get a new prime minister? That's not the case.
Mm-hmm. Well, and these are all good questions that I think we have to ask and think about, but it's something that we will be covering at our upcoming seminar.
on Tuesday, February 25th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Hotel. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. On behalf of Leanna and myself, Faisal, thank you for joining us on More Than Money. We'll see you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood, Gundy & Cowan. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets, Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood, Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood, Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets, Inc.